pants that joint over here.
I can't find it.
Where'd it go? Man, it's over here.
Ow!
Hand on fire.
You might just get caught.
Hey, Tommy, is the lead guitar player really puking fire there?
What? I don't know. I can't see that far, man.
Yeah, hey, did the lead singer just jump off the amps and kick the bass player in the face, man?
No, that was two rows in front of us.
These kids aren't having trouble seeing just because they're sitting way back in the 1250 seats. They have been visually impaired by loud rock music. Yes, high decibel levels are making them go blind. Kids, save your valuable eyesight. Stay away from concerts. Play your stereos turned way down. If you're forced to attend a live concert, wear protective eye gear. Seeing is better than not seeing at all. Don't be in the dark. Turn it down.
Spoons come from?
Well, now, as everyone above the age of 60 knows, all spoons come from Spoon Island, where they're grown in volcanic ash and turtle droppings.
Gosh!
Well, there's some talented farmers out there on Spoon Island.
Sure are.
Of course, you know, my little kneecap, that teeth are more important than spoons.
They are?
Well, sure they are. Now, it looks as if teeth are used mainly for chewing and making the sound T, as in Turkey and Tacoma.
And Toto, too?
Now, just a minute. Back off there, Buckaroo.
Okay.
Teeth's true significance is lost to the large majority of the population due to a popular misconception of the sort of which I speak.
Oh.
You see, teeth are actually our ESP sense organ.
They are?
Yeah, that's right. Not many people know it. You know, cavemen used to communicate without talking through their ESP teeth power.
Wow.
Of course, after they started gnawing on them animal bones instead of fruit, their teeth got too hard and their ESP power just sort of decayed. Decayed.
Oh, yeah. Decayed, old geezer.
Right-a-rooney. You show me a little baby with soft teeth, and I'll show you somebody that the Russians are interested in 10-1. You betcha.
Zowie, old geezer. Do you have soft teeth, too?
Well, you know I used to, but I lost my teeth completely by 1949. I bought my present chompers at Woolworth's for $3.
So you don't have ESP powers, do you, old geezer?
Yeah, that's a fact, Buckaroo. People with hard teeth should use payphones.
Can I borrow a dime, old geezer?
A dime? Boy, I tell you, my piles are just playing heck with me this time of year.
For another thrilling space adventure with Space Commander Wack. Space Commander, with his sidekicks, Stupid Larry and Dwarf, the Dead Martian Dog. Come on, Stupid Larry. Well, it's to the stars. Space Commander Wack, strange being from another planet where they never brush regularly and say continually, thank you, come again.
Thank you, come again.
In the daring space adventure army of Earth, Space Commando Wack. Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wack, Stupid Larry, and Dwarf, the Dead Martian Dog, were on their way to the planet Corkscrew to confront their arch enemy, Droid Donahue, who was once again trying to destroy the Earth. Commander Wack, Troy Donahue is always trying to destroy the Earth. I really can't believe anybody could be so purely evil through and through. No wonder they call you Frederick Engels, stupid Larry. No one is purely evil. Evil and good are qualitative distinctions whose existence exists only as subjective norms based upon the moral standards of the So not even Greg Donahue is purely evil. The hell understands to the law. What's the charitable boys and girls? We're approaching Droid Donahue now, Commander Wack.
Hey, ring that maggot snack.
Should I fire the coffin laser at your bombs?
No, we'll sneak up on him by using our anti-GD-cellular invisibility ray.
You mean those bushes we hide behind when we want to camouflage ourselves?
We hide our spaceships, Droid Donahue will then be taken completely by surprise, thank you, Commandant.
Near the headquarters of Space Maggot Droid Donahue.
It could only be Space Commander Wack.
Well, it's too late to stop me, the evil Droid Donahue, from destroying the Earth once and for questions. Suffice it to say that I've devised a method to suck the water up out of all the oceans, causing all the air tankers to get stuck in the mud. Then my dream will come true. Party for the NCAA Division II football. Well, time to get started.
Well, in another part of the same star system.
I wonder what Roy Donahue is up to, Commander Wack.
He's up to about half. That's a very nice chance to the guy. Just to the line, times like this when tension is high and temper shorts could end up being some little levity to serve the liven up the atmosphere. Well, I see that it has no atmosphere. Boys, if you have an atmosphere for this planet, subscribe to them.
Pardon me for haunting your reverie, Commander Wack, but what in the world is that?
What's that? Yes, I suppose if you know what right stupid lies are going to eat lots of sugar, keep rats
up, Commander Wack! A giant tube is protruding from the ground.
It's a little stress to the ground. Stretching all the way to Earth. Grandad Howe is going to suck up all the oceans through it from his underground headquarters.
Suck up the oceans? How can we stop him?
I don't think we can, stupid lad. It looks hopeless to me. Let's just get back in the starship and, to the stars, whatever it is we do.
Commander Wack, can we cut the straw in half or something like that?
Cut the straw. That won't work. It's just...
Punch out Troy Donahue's lights, or shall we
punch him out? That's hopeless. That's just Earth to the stars.
Come in.
Stay tuned.
Commander Wack, shouldn't we have, captured Troy Donahue while we had the chance down there?
Stay tuned for what, stupid ass?
Yeah, stay tuned for what?
Just stay tuned!
Just stay tuned, Commander Wack.
Commander Wack. Hey, what's Grant Donahue, is that? He's sort of the essence of potential good in humanity. He's not bad, he just hangs around with the wind crowd.
Put on some weight, too, I
think. A lot of water rabbits.
Boys and girls, if you know where the waterways go, then how Troy Donahue can get rid of it, just crush yourself in a caterpillar tractor and send your little
nuts.
Thank you.
This is Diver Dan Doomy of Midnight Mondo. We are now presenting you a public service. This is an opportunity for you to tune in your radio to the precise frequency that you desire your radio to be at. Hi, Otis, we're screwing around with the tape machines while you were gone. I hope that's alright. Is that a gun? I didn't. This is so good.